Welcome to Get Connected. This is Katie and Kay's monthly public affairs show about people and organizations that make up the giving and service community from Aspen to Parachute. I'm Amy Barr, your host. I serve as the Executive Director of United Way Battlement to the Bells, and this program is an opportunity to share my insights about and connections with our local nonprofits. Now, each month, I interview different charities, hear from dedicated volunteers, talk to the donors who support charitable work, and tell you about ways you, too, can volunteer. September is National Suicide Prevention Month, and we'll speak to a Garfield County Public Health Department expert about the issues of suicide and suicide prevention right here in our own community. And as always, we'll offer up-to-the-minute announcements about volunteer opportunities and nonprofit events and charitable needs in our area. Before we get started, we want to say that if you have thoughts of suicide or know someone else who is suicidal, please call one of these numbers. The Aspen Hope Center is 970-925-5858. MindSprings Health is 888-207-4004 for the 24-hour crisis line. And the Colorado Crisis Services is 1-844-493-8255. And you can text TALK 38255. Now, I will repeat these at the end of the program. So we frequently recognize various months as times to generate awareness, such as October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, or February, which features Valentine's Day, as National Heart Month, etc. But September offers up a sober reminder as National Suicide Prevention Month. Now, I have to admit, it's a sober reminder about a serious issue that can be difficult to talk about. I, like many of our KDNK listeners, have lost people to suicide. Well, today we have with us a local expert to speak to us about the topic of suicide, the causes, related statistics, and most importantly, what are some steps we all can take to better understand suicide and how we, too, can help prevent this devastating loss to our families as well as our communities. Public Health Specialist Mason Hostat with the Garfield County Public Health Department is here with us today in the KDNK studios. Welcome, Mason.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Mason, first, welcome to Get Connected. And before we discuss the important topic, would you talk a little bit about the Garfield County Public Health Department? I mean, I often read articles or hear our local health experts cover various topics, such as flu alerts, food safety inspections, immunization clinics, and so on. But can you give us a broader overview of what all you do at the Public Health Department?
Sure. Well, public health is preventive health, so most people may not actually think about us too often because we are the ones trying to protect the public kind of in the background. So you may not actually know what we're actually doing. So as you mentioned, we do inspect and license restaurants. That is part of our consumer protection program, which is part of our environmental health, our larger environmental health department.
And that's a big expanded program recently, isn't that right?
That's right. The state used to do that program, and then they mandated that the local public health agencies or local agencies begin that licensing process, which is a great idea because we have a better idea of where to go and when to go. And
you know all the restaurants.
Right. And you can make a relationship with those restaurants, which is great. That's why it's only been around for about 2 years. And so there are kinks that still need to be worked out. But yeah, it's a pretty new program for us. Then we also offer WIC. We are our women, infants, and children. So it's a special supplemental nutrition program. Anyone who is the guardian of a child under the age of 5 can apply. It is a means-tested program.
Which means you have to qualify.
You do have to qualify based on your income level. But this also includes fathers. A lot of people don't know that you can apply if you're a dad for your child or a grandparent for your child, if you are their legal guardian and you would like to try and supplement some of your nutrition needs for your children. Then we, as always, offer immunizations for both adults and children. It's school time. You might want to think about if your child has been fully immunized, flu season is fast approaching, getting your flu shot. We also do travel immunizations. And
explain the travel immunization.
Oh, so
some people may not understand what that is.
Yeah, so in other places in the world, there are diseases that we here do not normally see. And so it's always beneficial to, if you're going to be traveling abroad, to see if there is a particular set of immunizations that might be beneficial for you. I mean, you don't want to go to a great place and come back and be sick.
Okay.
Or get sick while you're there.
And that's by appointment, I'm sure.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So you can call any of our two offices and you can make an appointment for that. And then our environmental health department, we monitor the local air quality. We also offer free radon tests kits at both of our locations in Glenwood and then in Rifle.
So I could test my own house. Is that right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. So they, it gives you the instructions on how to do that. And then the results are given to you by the state. And so you do have to have an email address. I think that's something that people are not sometimes not understanding when they first come into the office, but they have to have a way to contact you because we don't get those results. You get those results from the state itself.
I see.
And then we work on healthy eating and active living through various campaigns. We have a Water First campaign. Then also our Garfield Healthy Communities Coalition is part of what we do. And then we work around suicide prevention and also child fatality prevention. And that's where what I do for the department.
I know. I gathered you're quite the nerdy statistician.
That is what I am.
There you go. And that's why you're here today. Great. So, okay, as a public health specialist, your focus is on a lot of subjects, including suicide. Can you kind of tell us about suicide and suicide prevention in our local communities and region? Because it's not exactly something you want to talk about at a cocktail party.
Right. There is the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County, which is a volunteer organization, volunteer coalition of various people.
And you're on that coalition.
I am the chair of that coalition, which is part of my work. We have recently been able to get into the schools for a presentation. We can talk. Aspen Hope Center, who you mentioned before, mm-hmm. has been a big partner of ours in the past year and a half. So we have taken some of their materials, made it kind of our own, and then we've been able to get into the high schools from Glenwood West to Grand Valley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I have just begun working on another project called Man Therapy. It's an interesting program. So it's targeted to working age men, and it is suicide prevention through mental and emotional well-being awareness.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of suicide prevention programs that don't seem to really work if you just are direct for whatever reason, especially when you're working with men. If we can help men to understand their feelings and why they're, you know, why they're...
yes, you men are a problem. We know that.
Aren't we?
There you go.
Yeah. Then, you know, they may be able to ask for help. If they are in a time of crisis, they may be able to be fully aware of the times and their triggers or something that might make them angry or something that might make them sad. So it's a good program there. And then another project that we are working on is the Gunshot Project.
Oh, explain that.
The state has adopted it as one of the community level prevention activities that the state promotes, but it comes through a grassroots organization. So like the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County.
And it's Gun Shop, S-H-O-P, right?
Right. And so it can also be gun range. But what we're working on is suicide prevention through gun safety. We work with we call him our advocate, Dave Hatch, with the sheriff's office. And we approach an owner or a manager of a gun shop to provide materials on gun safety, what to look for, risk factors, signs and symptoms that might be present in somebody who is suicidal. Again, not necessarily trying to mandate a control. We don't ever get into the topic of control. But you know, if somebody can be made safe for a present time by not having access to a weapon, that's kind of where we're
going
with
that. So it's a whole educational outreach program.
Right, huh. Right.
Well, so tell me a little bit more about what is the suicide problem here? I mean, is it a bigger problem in our, you know, kind of remote Western Slope area? Or give us a little idea of what's going on.
I would say that Colorado in general has a suicide problem. In 2016, suicide was the seventh leading cause of death for the state, and it was the sixth leading cause of death for Garfield County residents. That's a big issue, you know. It's typically within our top 10, and it's the top 10 leading cause of death for the country. So I wouldn't say that that Colorado or Garfield County are wholly abnormal outside of the state or even in our region.
Uh-huh. What are some of the differences? I mean, have you seen different population groups? We've already talked about men.
Right.
Because I assume it's more men than women. But what about ethnic groups or what other patterns might you see?
So typically, you hit the nail on the head. It is white, middle-aged men who are most likely to die by suicide. Garfield County follows that through. Colorado follows that trend as well. Yes, most of the time that's the population that is at highest risk for dying by suicide.
And is it seasonal? I mean, because I always hear, oh, don't be in one of those really cold states.
No, there isn't any real science behind the idea that people are more likely to die by suicide during the holidays or during the colder months. That kind of pseudoscience has led to some myths about who is at risk, when they're at risk.
Yeah, I always hear, oh, you shouldn't live in Alaska. It's so remote and you get depressed.
Okay, well, there is some truth to that, but not necessarily because of the depression or the weather or anything like that. The issue is that we have smaller populations in our Rocky Mountain Western region.
Sure.
And so a death out of a smaller population has a lot more impact on
visibility
on what we consider a death rate or a fatality rate than a death out of
major metropolitan area or something.
Right. In Alaska, they do have a high suicide death rate, but that I think part of that is because of their
very sparse population.
Very small,
right? For a huge area, a huge geographic area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you pinpoint certain cause-effect relationships locally or even nationally?
Well, no. I mean, there isn't one cause for someone to be contemplating suicide or to die by suicide. One thing that we do have that's in common with Alaska and other states is our rurality. So we have a lack of access to mental health resources and definitely need to grow that access to mental health resources, specifically workforce individuals here in our valley as well as in the Western Slope. Our isolation, I know those two things seem like they would go together, but they don't really. I mean, rurality just talks about how our capacity to be able to access services that are readily available in an urban center are not readily available here in a rural center.
Okay.
But our isolation, and we can see this in our own county. I mean, we go all the way to the Utah border. Sometimes people forget that.
Way up in the northwest part of the state.
Yeah. And so there are particular people who are isolated from their neighbors, you know, who may not have a neighbor for 7 miles.
Sure.
So that isolation and all of that, and I would definitely say our rurality is definitely a risk factor for us here.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break because we have some announcements to go through, but we're going to bring you back because I have more questions for you.
Okay.
You're listening to Get Connected, and I'm your host, Amy Barr. Next, Amy Haddon Marsh will give us the update on volunteer and charitable happenings in her area, which also are posted on the United Way Battlement to the Bells website at unitedwaybb.org.
Literacy Outreach is planning its 21st annual Glenwood Canyon Shuffle 5K and half marathon race for Saturday, October 7th. Runners of all ages will enjoy scenic fall colors on the Glenwood Canyon bike trail along the Colorado River. Runners will assemble at the No Name parking lot for shuttle rides out to the Mid Canyon 5K and East Canyon half marathon race starting points. And at the finish line, participants are greeted with food, beverages, and prizes, not to mention a cheering crowd. More information and registration is at literacyoutreach.org. And Pitkin County Senior Services is looking for volunteers of all ages at the Aspen-based Senior Center near the Aspen Valley Hospital. Volunteer opportunities include delivering meals to seniors' homes, helping in the Senior Center dining room and kitchen, and driving seniors to medical appointments. You can find more information at pitkinseniors.com or by calling Mary at 970-920-5432. You can visit the United Way Battlement to the Bells website at unitedwaybb.org for more information on these and other events and volunteer opportunities. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh. Back to you, Amy Barr.
Thanks, Amy Haddon Marsh. Welcome back to the second segment of Get Connected. I'm Amy Barr of United Way Battlement to the Bells. We're back with Mason Hostat of the Garfield County Public Health Department. We're really discussing a very difficult topic. About suicide, and maybe it's a little more positive to say suicide prevention as well, because September is Suicide Prevention Month. And Mason, you've kind of gone through a lot of what's happening locally, and you are really the resident statistician on looking at suicide, suicide rates, suicide prevention. You were saying earlier that you've really kind of pinpointed men in a different group to somehow work with them differently. But you and I were talking behind the scenes about mantherapy.org. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So mantherapy.org and that whole entire program came out of the Carson J. Spencer Foundation. Carson J. Spencer was a young man, seemed to be having everything go for him right. And
Nobody had any idea.
No, nobody had any idea. And he died by suicide. And so the foundation was born out of that death, and it's continued its work. It's no longer in operation, but Man Therapy has been taken over by the Office of Suicide Prevention for the state. And so what that means, what it is there is a therapist, Dr. Rich Mahogany. It is a little tongue-in-cheek. It isn't for everybody. But what it really tries to do is to talk to men in a way that they might appreciate it.
Is it geared more toward younger men?
Or? No, I would definitely say middle-aged men.
Oh, okay.
You know, they talk about their teenagers, I don't think. There is a head check that people can go and answer questions anonymously and see there might be something that they might want to talk about. And then it also can give you resources.
When I talk to a friend who might be down or depressed, I mean, you think it's a temporary thing.
Right.
How do you identify? I mean, what are the signs? Because so many families feel so guilty after a suicide, saying, we never knew.
And there are rare cases where that's true. One thing that we would, and this is going back to what we talk about with our high schoolers, and this is something that I think can work for anybody. Notice stressors in a person's life. If behaviors change, and then words. Most often, somebody who is suicidal will let somebody know in some way or another.
Hint or...
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so...
But a lot of that, excuse me for interrupting you, but a lot of that's hindsight, right?
It is a little bit hindsight when it happens, but if we can continue to get the message out, to look for, like I said, stressors. Everybody has stressors. Sometimes we're able to handle them better than we are in other times. But if somebody's behavior, they have a divorce recently, and then their behaviors start changing where they start drinking when they never drank before, or
sure,
doing drugs when they never did that before, or sleeping abnormally, you know, sleeping a lot longer than they used to, not going and working out, and their behaviors start changing. And then they might offhandedly say something like, I don't want to be here anymore.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so it could be as simple as that, which context matters in that regard. But
sure,
yeah, notice those three things and pay attention to those three things. That's what we try and talk about, not only with our high schoolers, but with adults. I just gave a presentation to the RAs for CMC, and we talked about...
The resident assistants for the dorms, right?
Sorry, yeah.
Oh, I know. It's college speak, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And we talked about, yeah, those three things are good indicators.
And say those three things again.
Beware of stressors, notice behavior changes, especially major behavior changes, and then words.
And I can imagine at a college, you have students coming in.
other people don't know them. They don't know a normal behavior for them.
Right.
So it may be harder to spot. Plus, college is so stressful, in the, especially in the freshman year.
Yeah. So, that would be something different for the RAs, I would think.
Sure.
They would have to get to know. They said that they had a pretty good student-to-RA ratio, so it's only about 24 students per one RA. So that's, you know, as long as
it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So two things. Let's talk about two other kind of local populations.
Okay.
So you said you go into the high schools. Do you make that routine like every year you go to each high school? Or
yes.
Can a teacher request you to come in, or a principal?
Yes, they can. Most often we work with the health instructors, the health teachers. And so we are scheduled to give our presentation to Rifle High School on the 12th of this month. Emails have been sent out to the other teachers in other contacts that we have for Glenwood, Coleridge, and then Grand Valley.
And then would you be coming up Valley to Glenwood Springs and Carbondale? Or?
Well, Aspen Hope Center, because of their location,
sure,
typically does Carbondale schools, and that's why we wanted, that's why they wanted to partner with us, so that we could get the messaging and do all of that more to the western side of the county, and work basically in Glenwood West.
Okay, so we've talked about youth and college age. What about elderly? And I'm rapidly approaching that. Do you see an uptick in suicides or depression in the elderly?
We really haven't. Hmm. Well, and that isn't to say that we haven't, doesn't exist, but we haven't seen an uptick in suicide deaths by people over the age of 65.
Okay. You make me feel better.
Okay.
Right?
That's good. I mean, as baby boomers begin to age into, you know, everybody, all of them starting to hit 65 and over, that might change. But routinely it is our middle-aged men. So we call them basically like working-age men. It's the population that we want to try and target for like man therapy. But it is middle-aged men who are our most at-risk population.
And that's mantherapy.org.
Yes.
Okay. So thank you for coming in. And I think we should repeat these numbers for everybody that you handed me. It's the Aspen Hope Center at 970-925-5858. Mind Springs Health at 888-207-4004. And Colorado Crisis Services, 1-844-493-8255. And you can text TALK, T-A-L-K, 38255.
Before we go, I wanted to mention two events that are coming up recently. One is the S Word, being put on by Speak Up, Reach Out. So you can go to Eventbrite. It's a free showing of the S Word. It's a movie that is looking at suicide attempt survivors. It will be on September 26th. Again, a free ticket. You just need to register. And then in November.
And where is that going to be?
Oh, I'm
September
sorry.
September 26th.
At the CMC campus in Edwards.
Okay.
And then the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County is partnering again with Speak Up, Reach Out for our International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. It happens every Saturday before Thanksgiving, so it's kind of odd here, but the world doesn't necessarily celebrate Thanksgiving, so it's an international day. We will come together with survivors of suicide loss, give them a place to share and be with other people, and that will be at Valley View Hospital on November 18th. People can go to our website to register for that as well. And it's a free event, but we need registration so that we can get food.
So November 18th at Valley View Hospital, and how can somebody register for free?
There is a link on our homepage, and that is at suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org. Again, suicidepreventiongarfieldcounty.org. And that also has other resources and information as well. Man Therapy is also linked on that website, as well as some other great information. And then we have a blog that we put out.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much for all the information, Mason.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks to our listeners for joining us on Get Connected. Thanks also to our featured guest, Mason Hostat of Garfield County Public Health. and to KDNK Public Affairs Coordinator Amy Haddon Marsh. Tune in on the first Thursday of every month at 4:30 p.m. and find our Get Connected program anytime online at kdnk.org/programs. You'll find a Get Connected link right there in the KDNK extensive A to Z program listings. We'll be right back.